Well, good morning.
早晨好。
Thank you, brother. My brother has been serving me all weekend.
我们朱弟兄呢一直在服侍我。
It'll be hard to return all the love.
我们很难来回报他的爱。
And we thank Freedom and his dear wife for the love of God and the hospitality they've shown to us.
我们非常感谢朱弟兄和他的姊妹在这个周末对我们的爱。
It's good to be with you again.
非常感谢主能够再一次与弟兄姊妹聚会。
The only other time we were here was about a year and a quarter ago.
上一次我来这里是一年大概三个月的时间。
In 2007, October.
在2007年的十月份。
It is a privilege to be back with you again.
实在是神给我们的权利，我们可以再回到弟兄姊妹当中。
Now we've had a few surprises on this visit.
我们这次呢是有一点的意外。
We didn't plan on all the snow and ice.
我没有料想到这个这么大的有这样的一个这么大的雪。
So as I was before the Lord,
当我在主的面前
I prepared four messages.
我准备了四堂的信息。
Now the bad news is we already gave those four messages.
不好的消息呢就是我已经分享完了我那四个信息。
So if you weren't here Friday and Saturday, you missed the messages.
如果是你没有礼拜五礼拜六没有来的话那你就没有听到我的信息。
And my brother told me, we don't know what the snow and ice will do.
我的弟兄告诉我呢，我们不知道雪或者是冰会怎样。
You may have to give your messages early.
你有可能呢，要把你的信息呢提前告诉我们。
So I was obedient.
我呢非常的顺服。
But nevertheless, the Lord had different plans.
但是呢，主还是有他另外的计划。
The Lord always surprises us.
主常常让我们很惊奇。
We're gathered here again.
我们又一次在这里聚集。
And even though I tried to get our brother Freedom to speak this morning,
我是想让朱弟兄今天早晨可以。
That didn't work out.
这好像没有成功。
So we trust the Lord what He has for us once again.
我们再一次来仰望主带领我们。
I have been asked a couple questions.
我被问了几个问题。
How do I approach the Word of God?
我们如何来到神的话语面前。
I hope I can somehow answer that question by the grace of God.
我希望主能够给我恩典，我可以把这个事情讲清楚。
I think it's a very important question.
我想这是个非常重要的问题。
Secondly,
第二点
I have been asked about some of my experience in the Lord.
我也问到我在主里面的经验。
I hope to share with you some of the experience in the Lord in learning these matters we've been sharing on.
我希望呢也能够和弟兄姊妹交通到我自己的一些的经历。
And thirdly,
那第三点
since many of you weren't here,
有很多呢或许在礼拜五礼拜六没在我们当中。
We will try to review all four messages.
我会把这四堂的信息的那个主题给大家来综述一下。
Now some of you may have already heard part of those messages.
有些弟兄姊妹已经听到了。
But I hope in looking in an overall way that we'll be refreshed and renewed.
我想呢在总体上呢我是弟兄姊妹有个更清晰的印象。
I thought this better than introducing a new burden.
我想呢这样比我在新的有新的一个题目更好。
So what we've been sharing on is from the letter of Galatians.
我们一直在分享加拉太书。
Turn to Galatians and we'll read a few verses.
请弟兄姊妹翻到加拉太书。
Chapter 1, beginning in verse 6.
第一章的第六节开始。
We'll read to verse 9.
我们从六节到第九节。
I wonder that ye thus quickly change from him that called you in Christ's grace to a different gospel, which is not another one, but there are some that trouble you and desire to pervert the glad tidings of the Christ. But if even we or an angel out of heaven announces glad tidings to you, anything besides that which we have announced as glad tidings to you, let him be accursed. And again I say, if anyone announced to you glad tidings, anything besides what you have received, let him be accursed.
第六节到第九节 我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当受咒，被咒诅。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Verse 11 and 12,
11到12节。
But I let you know, brethren, as to the glad tidings which were announced by me, that they are not according to man. For neither did I receive them from man, neither was I taught them, but by revelation of Jesus Christ.
十一十二节，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Verse 15 and 16.
十五十六节。
But when God who set me apart even from my mother's womb and called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son in me that I may announce him as glad tidings.
十五十六节，然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量。
Galatians 2 verse 20,
加拉太书二章二十节。
I am crucified with Christ and no longer live I, but Christ lives in me. But in that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, the faith of the Son of God who has loved me and given himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Chapter 4 verse 19,
第四章十九节。
My children, of whom I am again in travail in birth, until Christ shall be formed in you.
我小子啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们 一同祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主，我们谢谢你的话语。
And as always, we're utterly dependent upon you.
我们像总是那样的，我们完全的来仰望你。
To make your word known to us.
使你的话能够让我们能够了解。
We agree with what Peter said.
我们非常的同意彼得所说。
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
To whom shall we go?
我们还跟随谁呢？
Unless you speak, there's nothing of value.
除非你说，没有什么别的value.
If you open our eyes and we see Jesus, that is value.
若是你能够开我们的眼，能看到耶稣，那就是有价值的。
So we ask you, Lord, to meet us this day.
我们来求你来来带领我们。
As we consider your word again, open the heavens.
当我们来到你话语的面前的时候，你来打开天窗。
And cause us to see what you want us to see.
让我们能够看到你所要让我们看到的。
And cause us to know what you want us to know.
让我们能够知道你所要让我们明白的。
For we ask this in the name of our precious Lord Jesus.
我们在这里奉你宝贵的名来求。Amen.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't greet you and say the saints in Richmond send their love.
我要是没有提到在 Richmond 的那边弟兄姊妹对大家的问候，那我就没有做我的工作。
I was particularly touched by the prayers of the saints this past week in Richmond for you.
我们特别的，我受感动的就是在Richmond 那边的弟兄姊妹这周为这次聚会的祷告。
These were earnest prayers.
这是非常迫切的祷告。
These were longing prayers.
这是非常渴慕迫切的祷告。
This was a desire that the Lord would meet us and speak to us and reveal Himself.
这是弟兄姊妹希望这个周末神能够向我们这边的弟兄姊妹来显示他自己。
And this is our desire for this time.
这也是我们今天这个时间的目的。
Now, the letter of Galatians is a most important book.
加拉太书是整本圣经中 最重要的一卷书之一。
It's a little book，
就是比较短的一卷。
But it's a powerful book，
就是非常有力量的一本书。
As a matter of fact, it's a book that changed the whole of the Christian world。
这本书呢，改变了在整个的我们基督信仰的。
In the time of the Reformation, Martin Luther said this was his battle axe。
在宗教改革的时候，马丁路德这个弟兄他讲到这本书是他的一个有力的武器。
He took this little book，
他用这本书
，and he used it to wage war against the errors that had come into the Christianity of the day。
他用这卷书来对待在基督教世界中的一些错误。
In this one letter，
用这一卷书
，so condensed，
这样的
，and so powerful，
这样的精简，这样的有力量
，was used to change the whole Christian world。
来改变整个基督教的世界。
And because of that，
因为如此，
we are free to gather this morning，
我们在这里能够自由的来聚集，
to remember the Lord，
来一起的来纪念主，
to worship the Lord，
一起来敬拜主，
to delight in his presence，
一起在他的同在当中享受。
Had it not been for the power of this little book that Paul wrote，
若是没有这卷书所带来的属灵的力量，
that may not have happened，
这也可能不是不可能。
But thank God, truth prevailed in the Reformation.
我们知道，在宗教改革的时候，真理显明了。
And we were returned to the essence of what Christianity was.
我们又回到了基督信仰的根基。
So what we've been sharing on is simple.
我们所交通的是非常简单。
We have been sharing on the nature of the Christian life.
我们来交通到基督信仰的根基和本质。
One of the words we focused on is a word we don't often use.
我们交通到的一个字我们不常用到。
It's this word essence.
那就是精髓。
Now when you think about the Christian life,
当我们想到基督徒的生命，
we need to think what is the essence of the Christian life?
基督徒生命的本质是什么？
If you were asked to describe the Christian life in a few phrases, how would you describe the Christian life?
当我们来交通到基督徒生命的本质的时候，我们怎么能够概括起来？
Those of us that believe need to know the true nature of the Christian life.
我们怎么能够来了解基督徒生命的本质？
If we don't know the true nature of the Christian life, we can come into error.
我们若是不懂得基督生命的本质，
Just as we read in Galatians.
那我们也可能有错误。
And just as we see often happen to believers,
当我们常常在加拉太书和在我们个人生命中会有这样的经历。
One person said this about this little book.
有人这样评价这本书。
He said it is the most profound.
这本书是最深邃的。
Condensed and powerful argument ever expressed in writing.
最精简的又是最有力量的这样的一个论断。
Now, dear friends, that is high praise.
这是对他这本卷书的评价。
This little edition, this little book,
这卷短的书信，
the most powerful argument ever put into writing.
这是最有力的一个论据的在这里阐述。
The reason that is true is simple.
这非常的简单。
Because it states for eternity what the true nature of the Christian life is.
因为他讲到在永远当中基督生命的本质。
Now this was not just a message for back then in the early church.
这不是在早期教会中的这样的一些的论断。
This is a message for the church today.
这是一个对于我们现在教会仍然有效的。
We need to understand what the nature of the Christian life is.
我们应该来明白基督生命的本质。
If we don't, we'll be always confused.
我们若不这样的，我们就会被混淆。
This is a very important matter.
这是非常重要的事情。
Now one brother asked me one of the questions.
有一个弟兄来问我这样的一个问题。
He said, "How do you approach the study of the Word of God?"
你如何来学习神的话？
Maybe before we review all the messages, we'll talk about that.
当我们来一起综述之前，我们来讲到这一点。
Because this is how I discovered what was in the letter to the Galatian churches.
也和我们在加拉太书中神的话有关系。
I was helped by many of those that have gone before us in this matter.
在这件事情上，我得到很多前辈弟兄姊妹的帮助。
I'll never forget when I was a young brother, I heard something that has stayed with me.
我永远不会忘记在我年轻的时候有很多的这样的影响。
Our beloved brother Stephen Kong,
我们的江守道弟兄
said the whole Bible is a revelation of Jesus Christ.
他讲到整本圣经是关于耶稣基督的启示。
That stuck with me.
这个就是给我一个很深的印象。
I thought when I read the Bible, what do I see?
我想到当我读圣经的时候我看到什么
Do I just see stories and laws and lessons?
我是看到一些故事一些律法和一些的教训
Or do I see the Lord Jesus when I read the Word of God?
还是看到接着我们读圣经看到主耶稣
All throughout the Word of God, Old Testament and New Testament,
整本书圣经从旧约到新约
The whole of the Bible is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
整本圣经都是讲到耶稣基督的启示。
Let me see if I can illustrate this from the Word of God.
我来用我圣经的话来阐述这一点。
Turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章。
This is a story many of you are familiar with. Luke 24 verse 13.
24章13节。
This is after the Lord was crucified.
这是在耶稣基督钉十字架以后。
This is the story about two disciples on the road to Emmaus.
这是两位讲到两个信徒。
This story changed my approach to the Word of God.
这个使我能够来到神的话语。
It begins like this in 13.
在十三节讲到。
And behold, two of them were going on the same day to a village distant 60 stadia from Jerusalem, called Emmaus. And they conversed with one another about all the things that had taken place. And it came to pass, as they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself was drawing near.
十三到十五节正当那日门徒中有两个人往一个村子去这村子名叫伊马忤斯离耶路撒冷约有25里他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事正谈论相问的时候耶稣亲自就近他们和他们同行
It says Jesus was drawing near and in verse 16 he went with them but their eyes were holden so as not to know him
这里讲到耶稣亲自就近他们但是因为他们的眼睛迷惑在十六节讲到他们不认识他
This began to dawn on me
这个就是给我一个开启
That there's something about naturally that our eyes are closed
就是讲到我们天然我们的眼睛是关闭的
The inner eye of our heart is closed
我们的内心里的眼睛
So that we can't see him
我们没有办法在心里眼睛看到他
And our whole prayer ought to be that the Lord Jesus would draw nigh
我们的祷告就是主耶稣亲自的临近我们
This changed my thinking as I read the word of God
这使得我的思想得到改变
And look at verse 25
在第二十五节
And he said to them, O senseless and slow to heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things to enter into his glory? And having begun from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
耶稣对他们说无知的人呢、啊、先知所说的一切话你们的心信得太迟钝了基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀岂不是应当的吗于是从摩西和众先知起凡经上所指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了
Brothers and sisters, this is what we need
弟兄姊妹这是我们所需要的
When you read the word of God
当我们读到神的话的时候
You need the Holy Spirit to interpret all the things it speaks about the Lord Jesus
我们要需要圣灵把主耶稣基督借着这一切的话呢开启在我们当中
Your approach has to be whether it's Old Testament or New Testament
你的办法就是不管旧约还是新约
Whether it's the law
不管是律法
Or whether it's the prophets
还是先知
What does this have to do concerning the Lord Jesus
这和主耶稣基督发生什么关系
And that single thing revolutionized my approach to the study of the Word
这一点就使得在我读圣经的时候有很大的帮助
There's another example the Lord Jesus gives
另一个主耶稣所给的例子
In John chapter 5 I think you may know it
在约翰福音第五章
Chapter 5, verse 39.
在第39节,
speaking to the Pharisees in chapter 5, verse 39, he said, "Ye search the scriptures, for you think that in them you have life eternal. And they it be that bear witness concerning me, and you will not come to me that you might have life."
那里主耶稣对法利赛人这样讲道, 你们查考圣经, 因你们以为内中有永生, 给我做见证的就是这经, 然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
You search the scriptures. Now, it's not wrong to search the scriptures.
这里讲到我们查考圣经, 查考圣经没有问,
As a matter of fact, if you read the original language,
当我们读到, 原文的时候,
it says simply search the scriptures.
讲到应当查考圣经,
the Lord is saying to them, search the scriptures.
主说应该查考圣经,
but he's saying something more important to them.
他讲到更重要的,
he's saying all the scriptures bear witness of me.
他讲到整个的圣经都是为我做见证,
for they speak of me.
他讲到我,
they bear witness of me.
他讲到主, 他自己,
you search the scriptures, but you must come to me.
他你可以查考圣经, 但是你必须来到神的面前,
because coming to me, you will have life.
你来到主的面前才得生命。
This is the difference.
这是不同。
So when I look at the book of Galatians,
当我们读到, 加拉太书的时候,
this is how I look at the book of Galatians.
这就是我如何来到加拉太书。
I first say, Lord Jesus,
我首先求主耶稣,
open your word to me.
让主耶稣你来打开我, 打开你的话。
Don't let my eyes be holden like the disciples on the Emmaus road.
不要让我像到大, 以马乌斯的这些两个门徒一样,
but open my eyes that I might see the Lord Jesus in every scripture.
来开开我里面的眼睛, 让我能看到主耶稣在每一个圣经经文中,
in all the scriptures,
在所有的经文当中。
And I remember when I began to seek and look in Galatians in that way,
我当我这样来到, 加拉太书的时候,
this phrase was opened up to me in Galatians 1:15 and 16.
这样就在拉太书的一个字就来到我的,
it pleased God to reveal His Son in me.
在1章16节说, 神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里。
And I remember when that happened.
当这发生的时候,
and I said, this is the nature of the Christian life.
这就是,
this is the whole understanding of the Christian life. This is the vital element of the Christian life. What we need is the Father to reveal His Son in us.
我们所要,
it is Christ revealed in me that's the secret of Christianity.
基督在我们里面得到启示, 这就是, 我们基督徒生命的秘诀。
And I began to think more about the book of Galatians.
当我再有思想的时候,
and then I saw a second phrase.
我得到了第二个话,
it was from Galatians 2:20.
这是在第二章第二十节。
And Paul said he was crucified with Christ.
保罗说他与基督同钉十字架。
And he said, nevertheless I live.
现在活着的不再是我,
but not I,
而是基督在我里面活着,
but Christ lives in me.
基督在我里面活着。
And it dawned on me in the study of this word,
这就是在我里面有很大的开启。
This is the essential nature of Christianity.
这就是基督徒生命的本质。
It's not me living at all.
这不是我在活,
it is Christ living in me.
是基督在我里面活。
And unless we understand that the Christian life is Christ living in me,
除非我们明白基督徒生活, 生命是基督在我们里面活,
we don't understand the true nature of the Christian life.
我们就不知道, 真正的基督徒生命的本质。
And then there was another phrase,
另一个话,
I remember as I meditated upon the Word of God,
当我再继续思想的时候,
Galatians chapter 4 verse 19,
在加拉太书4章19节,
Paul said, my little children,
保罗说, 我小子啊,
I am in travail for you,
我为你们再受生产之苦,
that Christ shall have been formed in you.
只等到基督成形在你们心里。
And it dawned on me,
这又一次的在我里面得开始,
this is the nature of the Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生命的本质。
The end of all of his work,
这一切的一之后,
the end of all the labor of the Holy Spirit, every dealing of God is for one purpose,
是同一个目的,
that Christ might be formed in us.
那就是基督成形在我们心里。
So this is how I approach this letter.
这就是我怎么来学习这本书。
Otherwise, you just see law.
除非这样，若不这样的话，你就只是看到律法。
Otherwise, you just see error.
只是看到错误。
Otherwise, you just see New Testament doctrine.
只是看到新约的一些教训。
But when we approach the Word of God,
当我们来到神话语面前,
do we see the Lord Jesus?
我们有没有看到主耶稣基督?
Is He in every page?
他是不是在每一页圣经当中?
Is He in all the Scripture?
他是不是在每一句的经文中?
The whole Bible is the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
整本圣经都是启示主耶稣基督。
So, this was the secret that unlocked this book to me.
这是我来学习这本书的一个秘诀。
And I don't know if this answers my brother's question.
这是不是能够回答我们弟兄的问题。
But whenever I approach the Word of God,
每次来到主神话的话面前,
I say, Lord, you alone have the words of eternal life.
主你有永生之道。
You must speak.
你必须说。
You may notice every time I preach,
每一次我在讲道的时候,
I always pray that prayer.
我每一次都祷告到这一次,
the Lord Jesus has to be made known.
主耶稣必须让我们能够得到了解。
So this is my approach to the Word.
这是我来到神话语面前的方法。
Well, I hope that answers that.
我希望这能够回答弟兄姊妹的问题。
Second thing that I haven't shared with you yet this weekend,
第二件事情,
is we must know Jesus as Lord.
我们必须来了解主耶稣作为我们个人的救主。
What made Paul so effective?
保罗如此的这样的effectual
as a worker,
他是如此这样有效,
was that when he first saw the Lord Jesus on the Damascus Road,
当他第一次见到主耶稣在大马色的路上,
you can find it in Acts chapter 9,
在使徒行传第九章,
he said in one response,
他这样的第一个的反应是这样,
when the light knocked him down,
当大光照着他的时候,
he said, who are you, Lord?
他说主啊你是谁?
This is what we need to say.
这是我们也应该说的,
who are you, Lord?
你是谁主?
He has to be Lord.
主, 首先必须是主。
We bow to His Lordship.
我们要来服在他的这个主权之下。
Now I'll give you some experience about this.
我给你一些我自己的经历。
It's a little story that I recently learned a lesson.
这是我最近所得到的一个经验和教训。
Some of you know I have said it before, I am a structural engineer.
我们也知道我是做这个结构工程的。You
may not know what a structural engineer is.
你不一定知道结构工程师是什么。Sometimes
I wonder if I know what a structural engineer is.
有时候我也不明白。But
usually I do buildings.
常常我是和这个建筑物有关系。
Usually I design buildings.
我常常来设计建筑物。
So if you see me looking up, it's because I'm looking at the structure.
当我向上看的时候，我往往是在看建筑物。
And not pray.
不是看别的东西。
This is a beautiful structure.
这是个非常美的结构。
These beautiful Gothic trusses.
这是一个很美的木结构。
Well, recently I was working on a sculpture as a structural engineer.
最近呢，我是作为结构工程师呢，来看一个雕塑。
And it was being forged, this giant sculpture was being made in China.
这是一个在中国制造的一个很大的一个雕塑。
I didn't know this, but it was the largest foundry in the whole world in China.
我起初不知道这是在中国一个最大的一种的这样的建筑物。
I can't tell you where it is.
我不能告诉你在哪里。
They wanted to send me there during the Olympics. The Olympics. During the time of the Olympics.
他在奥运会中或许能用到。
I said, this is the wrong time to go to China.
这个呢好像 不是好的时间到中国去。
But this massive ram sculpture was being made. It's actually ram's horns for university.
这是一个很大的一个雕塑呢，是为着在大学当中所使用。
And what happened is we were trying to communicate with China from the U.S.
我们试图与中国联系。
And as you already know, I do not speak Chinese.
你已经知道我不说中文。
So the engineer in China couldn't understand me, and I couldn't understand the engineer in China.
在中国的工程师不了解我说的话。
It was
那边的我也不了解他们的话。
It was a mess.
这非常的糟糕。
Nothing was getting done, and the deadline was running out.
这个到最后了，还是没有做什么事情。
So we got the artists to try to talk to the folks in China.
我们有些的有些的艺术设计的给他们中国的同行做交谈。
It was getting more confused.
使得大家更加的混淆。
I think artists are more confused than engineers.
他们比这个工程师更混淆。
So then we got the dean of the art school to try to talk to China.
当这个艺术学院的院长与中国同事交谈的时候
，And the academics are just as confused.
他们这些做学术研究的更是混淆。
So nothing was getting done.
没有什么事情最后做成。
Too many orders.
太多的这样的订单。
Too many questions.
太多的这样的问题。
And one thing cleared it up. One thing cleared it up. One question cleared it up.
有一个问题就使得这些都解决了。
China sent back this one word.
中国发了一句话。
They said, "Who is number one boss?"
他说这个整个的是谁在做总管
？That was the whole problem.
这是所有的问题。
They had me.
他有我。
They had the artist.
他有这个。
They had the dean of the art school.
他有这个艺术学院的院长。
They had the head of facilities at the school.
他有很多这个管这个学校的这样的设施的。
Everybody was telling them what to do.
每个人都在讲你该如何做。
They said, "Who is number one boss?"
他们问到谁是这里的总管，最大的。
What does that mean?
It's the whether it's in charge, who is the person in charge.
To me, this is the most important lesson in the Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生命中的也是一样。
Who is number one boss?
我们最大的老板是谁？
Is Jesus Lord?
主耶稣是不是主？
This is what Paul understood.
这是保罗所。
He said, "Who is it, Lord?"
谁是主？
First words out of his mouth.
第一次他开口说话就讲到谁是我，谁是主。
This is the perspective we need.
这是我们也应该这样来思考。
So this taught me a great lesson.
这给我一个很大的一个教训。
We need to know who number one boss is.
我们应该明白谁是最大的老板。
Well, we shared on four messages.
我们已经分享了四个信息。
We'll give a review.
我们来综述一下。
First of all, we shared about the conflict over Christianity.
首先我们讲到在基督教世界中的很多的征战。
Now, Galatians reveals that Christianity itself was under attack.
加拉太书给我们显明在基督教的世界中有这样的征战。
These Judaizers who were Christians with Jewish background tried to change the whole nature of Christianity.
在犹太教中，有些信主的犹太人，他们试图来改变整个基督教信仰的根基。
They said we need something in addition to Christ.
他们说，除了基督以外，我们还要需要一些其他的事情。
Even if you're a Gentile,
虽然我们是外邦人
，you need to be circumcised.
你们也应该来受割礼。
And even if you're a Gentile.
尽管你是外邦人
，You need to keep the law of Moses.
你们应该守摩西的律法。
And of course, the Galatian believers wanted to follow number one boss.
那这些在加拉太的这些众信徒呢，他们愿意来跟随最大的这样的老板。
So they thought they would be instantly spiritual if they did this.
那他们想到会不会我们这样做的时候我们就可以属灵了。
They thought they would be perfected if they did this.
他们想到他们若是这样做的话就会更加的完美。
But what they did not realize is this.
他们没有想到。
By bringing in something in addition to Christ,
当他们把其他的带进基督里面,
you change the whole nature of the Christian life.
你就改变了整个基督生命的本质。
Paul uses the harshest words of criticism in this letter.
保罗用了最严厉的话来批评批判这种。
Says in Galatians 3 verse 1,
在加拉太书三章第一节,
Who has bewitched you? Is that right?
谁又迷惑了你们呢?
Who has bewitched you?
谁又迷惑了你们?
Who has put a curse on you?
谁把这些咒诅临到你们?
This is what he was saying to them.
他保罗这样对加拉太人说。
It means literally, who put the evil eye on you?
就是讲到谁把这个这种坏的思想放在你们里面。
He said in chapter 1, he said in verse 6, I wonder that you so quickly are changed from him who called you by Christ's grace to another gospel.
在加拉太一章六节说，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
There's some of you that have been here have already heard this part.
有些呢已经听到我的信息。
It says to another gospel that is not another gospel.
这里讲到的别的福音不是福音。
There are two different words in Greek.
在希腊文中有两个字。
And I told you I wouldn't try to teach you Greek.
我们不会学到这个希腊文。
We already tried German.
我们已经学了。
We already tried Latin.
学了拉丁文。
And we did Chinese and English.
我们又用中文和英文。
So we won't do Greek.
我们不再做希腊文。
But this word means...You have gone to another gospel. It means another of a different kind. You change the nature.
这里说到去从别的福音，这个别的是讲到完全不同的一种别的。
Which, and he said, which is not another.
不是仅仅说是另一个而已。
Now that's the second Greek word.
这是另一个的这样的希腊文。
And it means another of the same kind.
所以另一个的希腊文是讲到同样的种类的另一个。
So what the conflict over Christianity in Galatians is,
在加拉太中这样的一个属灵的征战是这样的。
Is the very nature of Christianity and the nature of the gospel was being changed.
就是基督徒生命的这样的本质和根基要被改变。
And we tried to describe it in these simple ways.
我们来用这样非常简单的话来表述。
We said the change that they tried to effect,
他们所要做的这种变化
was Christ plus.
总结起来就是基督加上一些事情。
Whenever we introduce something in addition to Christ,
当我们把一些其他东西加到基督里面来，
we change the very nature of the gospel.
我们就把这个我们就把福音的这样的它的这个本质改变。
And the apostle had the harshest words for this.
保罗使徒保罗讲到非常严厉的批评。
He said in verse 8, anything.
在第八节讲到。
He said in verse 9, anything.
他讲到无论。
If we add anything,
他讲到无论何事，
let him be accursed.
无论何人都要被咒诅。
He says the same thing in verse 8 as he says in verse 9.
在第八、第九节同样讲到无论何人这样讲。
It is a double curse.
这是一个双重的咒诅。
Let me share you something from my experience.
让我们来讲到我自己的经历。
Recently, something has been brought into Richmond.
最近有些人带到 Richmond 的这样的
that threatened to change the whole nature of the gospel.
在那边就要威胁到在我们聚会当中的一个这样的本质。
We were stunned that it was so well received.
我们非常惊奇，这样大家都好像能接受。
It took a leading brother out.
这使得一个带领的弟兄出去。
took him away.
离开了。
It took a number of brothers and sisters away.
有很多弟兄姊妹也离开了。
They believed it with all their heart.
他们在他们心中是确实相信。
They received it with all their heart.
他们在他们心中也完全的来接受。
And it changed the nature of the gospel.
这就改变了整个福音的这样的本质。
The whole thing was Christ and curses.
整个的就是 是危机和咒诅。
They believed that the work of Christ was not sufficient.
他们相信到耶稣基督的工作还不够。
Although they wouldn't say that.
他们没有这么讲。
But they said they needed to go back into their past.
他们讲到他们愿意回到他们以前。
Figured all the roots of their problems.
他们讲到他们以前问题的根源。
And with each root announced God's deliverance from it.
要在过去的这些地方来宣称神的拯救和释放。Brothers
and sisters, that changes the very nature of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，这就改变了福音的这样的本质。We
are saddened by what happened.
我们非常的难过。But
it is deception.
这是一个大的骗局。We
can all be deceived.
我们常常会被欺骗。First
Corinthians said, "Be careful, you who think you stand, lest you fall."
在格林多书信当中讲到，我们要小心，免得我们跌倒。So
this is the conflict over the gospel.
这就是其中的征战。The
other thing we looked at was the content of the gospel.
我们也讲到福音的内容。
If you read in Galatians 1:6, you understand what the content of the gospel is.
当我们读加拉太书一章六节，我们知道福音的内容。
It said, "I wonder that you're so quickly changed from Him."
他讲到我非常稀奇，你们这么快离开那。
The whole content of the gospel is the Lord Jesus Himself.
整个福音的内容就是主耶稣基督自己。
It says in verse 16,
在第16节,
that I may announce Him as the glad tidings.
这里就讲到,
He is the gospel.
是讲到我们要把主耶稣自己传在外邦人。
So in this little book of Galatians,
在这加拉太短信当中,
you discover that Christ is repeated 43 times.
我们发现在耶稣基督这个字重复了43次。
He is the whole gospel.
他是整个的这样的福音。
Brothers and sisters, in my experience, this changed everything when I saw it.
弟兄姊妹们，在我的这样的思想当中，这就改变了我们一切的。
Because we think of the gospel as a message.
当我们想到福音的时候，我们想到是一个信息。
We think of the gospel as something we believe.
我们想到福音好像是我们所信的东西。
We think of the gospel as a thing that saves us.
想到是拯救我们的东西。
And Paul saw the gospel as a person.
保罗是看到这个福音就是一个人。
This is the difference.
这就是不同。
So in my office, I had this sign.
在我的公司的地方，我有一个这样的一个招牌。
I have only two Christian signs in all of my office.
在我的公司里面只有两个招牌顶上有基督徒的字样。
One is this simple sign from the gospel message that says only believe.
一个呢讲到是只有信。
But second is this sign that changed my life.
第二个呢改变了我的生命。
It reads like this.
这顶上这样讲,
Christianity is not do's and don'ts.
信基督的不是讲到能做和不能做。
It is not a religion.
不是一个宗教。
It is not a denomination.
不是一个宗教的派别。
It is a living person.
是一个活的那一位。
Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督。
Now that is the content of the gospel.
这就是整个福音的内容。
And then we looked at the contrast between the laws.
我们也看到在这个不同的律法的这样的对比。
Because you see, Galatians deals a lot with the law.
我们知道加拉太书呢提到很多的律法。
What the Judaizers tried to do was impose the law.
我们知道呢在犹太教中呢他就想提升这些的律法。
It was the law of Moses.
讲到摩西的律法。
But there are two laws in the Bible.
有两个在圣经中有两个律法。
Two supreme laws in the Bible.
有两个主要的律法。
One we see in the Old Testament.
有一个是在旧约当中。
And one we see in the New Testament.
有一个是在新约当中。
In the Old Testament is based on performance.
在旧约当中是讲到我们。
The Lord says, if you keep all of the commandments.
讲到我们的行为，让我们能够能够遵守所有的律法。
Then I will do this.
我就会做。下面的。
As a matter of fact, what it says in Exodus chapter 24, verse 3 is this.
在出埃及记二十四章第三节。
This is when the law was given. And Moses came and told the people all the words of Jehovah and all the judgments. And the people announced with one voice and said, all the words that Jehovah has said we will do.
在二十四章第三节，摩西下山，将耶和华的命令、典章都述说与百姓听。众百姓齐声说：“耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。”
That's amazing to me.
这是非常惊奇的。
Just think if they had said, "Lord, what you said we can't do."
我们想象，若是他们说：“主啊，你所吩咐的，我们没有办法遵行。”
But they said, "All that you said we will do."
但是他没有这样说，他们这样说：“耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。”
This Old Testament is based on performance.
所有的这个旧约是讲到我们的
行为。It says, "Thou shalt."
讲到我们要。
Thou shalt not.
我们不要。
But when we come to the New Testament, it's different.
当我们来到新约的时候，那是不同的。
When we read in Jeremiah the prophecy of the New Covenant,
当我们读到耶利米书的时候，
we see seven times the Lord says, "I will."
七次，那边我们读到的那个经文中讲到七次，主要。
It's a perfect number.
这是七次是一个完美的数。
I remember when the Lord opened my eyes to see this.
当主，我记得当主这样开我的眼睛看到这一点的时候，
I said, "Lord, this is the New Testament."
我就想到这是新约。
It's based on your promise.
这是讲到你自己的应许。
It's not based on my performance.
这是根据你的应许。
What a difference!
不是我的行为。
I will write my law into your heart.
我要把律法写在你的心中。
And into your mind.
要写在你的心思意念中。
I will forgive your iniquities.
我要赦免你的过犯。
And I will remember your sins no more.
我不再纪念你的过犯。
What a covenant!
这是何等的一个
This is the contrast.
这就是对比。
So Galatians tells us we're after this covenant.
加拉太书说到我们是在这样的约下。
It's the covenant of promise.
这是我们应许的约。
What good news that is.
这是何等的好消息。
Thank God it's His promises that we live by.
我们谢谢主，是我们是本着神的应许来生命。
Not our performance.
不是我们自己的行为。
The second message we looked at.
第二个信息。
Was Christ revealed in me.
是主耶稣在我们里面得到启示。
Let's put it this way.
让我们来这样讲。
The first vital, essential element of the Christian life is revelation.
我们基督徒生命本质的第一点，最本质的，那就是基督的启示。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
第一章第十二节。
For neither did I receive them from man, neither was I taught them, but by revelation of Jesus Christ.
加拉太一章十二节因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
How important is revelation?
启示有怎样重要呢？
It's not some mystical experience.
这不是一个非常稀奇的一个经历。
But it's the unveiling of Christ to the heart.
这是基督启示在我们心里。
It's the unveiling of Christ in the spirit.
是基督启示在我们的灵里。
How important is revelation?
启示有多么重要呢？
Paul said this is the first essential nature of the Christian life.
保罗讲到这是我们基督徒生命的第一个本质。
I can think of Peter at Caesarea Philippi.
我想到彼得在帖撒罗尼迦和腓立比教会。
You remember in Matthew 16.
在马太
Matthew chapter 16.
十六章。马太十六章
in verse 13 and 15,
在十三
the Lord asked two essential questions.
在十三到十六节
He said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?"
他说，人说我人子是谁？
And then he said to them, Who do you say that I am?
十五节说，主耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
This is the essential question.
这是非常重要的问题。
Who do you say that I am?
你说我是谁？
Has the Spirit of the Lord ever confronted you with that question?
是圣灵有没有问你这样的问题？
It's the one question you must answer during this space called time.
这个问题是
What will you do with the Lord Jesus?
你怎样来对待主耶稣？他是谁？
This is the essential question.
这是一个本质的问题。
And then Peter gives the answer.
彼得给了这样的答案。
Verse 16,
在十六节。
And Simon Peter answering said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
What is the explanation of all of this?
这一切解释是什么呢？
Look at verse 17.
在十七节。
And Jesus answering said, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to thee, but my Father,Who is in the heavens?
十七节，耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”
Christ revealed in me.
耶稣基督启示在我心里。
This is the essential element of Christianity.
这是我们基督徒生命的本质。
This is what revolutionized Paul's life.
这是保罗生命改变的一个原因。
Notice it says in Galatians 1:15 and 16, it pleased the Father to reveal His Son in me.
我们注意到在加拉太书一章十五节讲到神乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。
We said in the last few times together,
我们在前几次讲到
that it's not just revelation to Him,
这不是启示给我们
but it's revelation in Him.
不是在在他不是启示给我们，而是在我们里面。
What a difference!
一个很大的不同。
Do you have some revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ to you?
你有没有得到从主来的启示
？But the essential element is this.
另一个本质是这样。
Do you have the revelation of the Lord Jesus in you?
你有没有启示在你的心里面
？Something came to him.
有些是在神那里来到我们这儿
，But something came into him.
有些呢是住在我们的心里
，And it changed his whole world.
这在保罗就改变了他的整个世界。
This is how essential revelation is.
这就是启示的重要性。
Well, this is the way I illustrate that.
这也是我来给大家讲明的。
You remember in the old days we used to have blacksmith shops.
我们在过去的时候有铁匠。这样的商店
I suppose they still have blacksmith shops.
我相信或许还有这样的铁匠
But you remember they take the iron?
他们这些铁匠就会拿着这些铁块
And they put the iron into the fire.
他把铁块放在炉子里
The iron is in the fire.
这个铁就在炉子的火中
But sooner or later as the iron is in the fire,
当这些铁被放在炉子当中
The iron itself begins to glow and burn and lighten up.
这些铁块就会变得发亮，变得会发出光。
And you begin to discover that not only is the iron in the fire,
你不仅能发现这个铁在火中
，but the fire is in the iron.
而且火也在铁中。
This is what it means, Christ in me, the hope of glory.
这就是讲到基督在我们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, this is the secret of Galatians.
这就是加拉太书所讲的秘诀。
It pleased God to reveal His Son in me.
这是讲到父神乐意将他儿子启示在我们当中。
It is only revelation that'll change you.It is only revelation that will change you.
只有启示能改变我们。
There's nothing else that can change you.
没有什么别的可以改变我们。
But as we see in the apostle's life, he was changed by revelation.
我们看到在使徒保罗的身上就改变了他的生命。
So when he prayed for the church at Ephesus,
在以弗所书 当在在以弗所书以弗所在保罗为以弗所教会祷告的时候
，This was his opening prayer，
就是他的这样的祷告的起头。
He said, "I pray that God the Father
我向父神祷告
would grant you
要赐给你
the Spirit of wisdom and revelation
赐给你启示智慧和启示的灵
and be careful that you hear the rest of it
你要小心。
In the full knowledge of Him,
是在让他让我们满心的知道他。
This spirit of wisdom and revelation is not without the full knowledge of Him.
这个智慧和启示的灵就是要启示整个的主耶稣基督。
It is revelation that changes us.
是启示来改变我们。
Another thing that I didn't share with you the last few nights is this.
我上一次没有分享到的。
Revelation always leads to fellowship.
在讲到就是在启示当中我们就可以得到交通。
And we read in the first and beginning of the second chapter of Galatians, we discover that revelation always leads to fellowship.
我们在加拉太一二两章中看到这个启示总是让我们能够更深的有交通。
Look at verse 18 of chapter 1.
在第一章第十八节。
Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to make acquaintance with Peter.
过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法和他同住了十五天。
And I remained with him 15 days.
我和他同住了十五天。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
Then I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, but I was unknown personally to the assemblies of Judea which are in Christ.Only they were hearing that he who persecuted us formerly now announces the glad tidings of faith which formerly he ravaged, and they glorified God in me.
二十一节，以后我到了叙利亚和基利加境内，那时犹太信基督的各教会都没有见过我的面，不过听说那从前逼迫我们的，现在传扬他原先所残害的真道，他们就为我的缘故归荣耀给神。
Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
第二章第一节第二节。
Then after a lapse of 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus also with me, and I went up according to Revelation.
在第一第二节，过了14年，我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去，并带着提多同去。我是奉启示上去的，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们陈说。
Do you see how revelation always leads to fellowship?
我们看有没有看到启示就会使得我们有更深的交通。
Some people are happy with just themselves and God.
有些人只是对于他自己和神得到满足。
But then they don't have a revelation in the full knowledge of Him.
他就没有对于基督的完全的启示。
If you can live without fellowship,
若是你可以离开这样的交通，
you do not have the full revelation.
你就没有完全的启示。
Paul could not live without fellowship.
保罗没有办法离开圣徒的交通。
Once he had that revelation,
当他有得到神的启示的时候，
he had to go to Jerusalem.
他必须到耶路撒冷。
He had to go to Cilicia.
他必须到叙利亚。
He had to seek out those that knew the Lord.
他必须来到其他的信主的圣徒当中。
Brothers and sisters, it seems like sometimes we lack this revelation.
有时候我们缺少启示。
We say we can't live without the Lord.
我们说我们没有办法离开我们的主。
But we say we can live without the church.
但是我们说我们可以离开教会而活。
Oh, what an error that is.
这是一个很大的错误。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
We are connected to one another.
我们与圣徒是相连接的。
We are part of one another.
我们是彼此为肢体的。
Just as you can't live without the Lord,
像我们不能离开主一样。
You cannot live without the church.
我们没有办法离开弟兄姊妹。
This is one of the essential lessons in Galatians.
这是加拉太书讲到一个非常重要的一个教训。
Now, I must ask my brother a question.
So,
brother, I was told I had to 12:30. 10 more minutes. That's what I was told. Is that right? No. That's what Ray said. Right? I have 10 minutes?2 messages, 10 minutes. That's pretty good. 5 minutes each, right?
What is the third essential element of the Christian life?
那第二个, 这个我们基督徒生命的, 这样的本质是什么?
You begin to see it in Galatians 2:20.
在加拉太书第二章第二十节,
Not only did Paul say Christ is revealed in me,
他不仅讲到基督开启在我们的心里,
but he began to see that Christ lives in me.
他讲到基督在我们里面活着,
Brothers and sisters, when I saw this, this changed my life.
弟兄姊妹,
Christianity is not you living.
基督徒不是我们活着,
but it's Christ living in you.
是基督在我们里面活着,
I told the brothers and sisters that were here these 2 days.
我在这里讲到给弟兄姊妹讲到过,
that some people say the Christian life is difficult.
有些基督徒说基督徒的生活是非常难,
I always say this.
我总是这样讲,
the Christian life is not difficult.
基督徒的生活不是难的,
the Christian life is impossible.
基督徒的生活是不可能的,
you can't live the Christian life.
你没有办法自己来,
you can be like Avis the rent-a-car,
你没有办法靠自己来活,
and you can try harder,
你可以努力,
but you will discover that you cannot live the Christian life sooner or later.
你没有办法靠自己来过基督徒的生活,
only as Christ lives in me, then we can live the Christian life. This is the secret. This is the essential element. This is what Paul said the nature of the Christian life is. Those beautiful words,
这些非常美丽的话语,
yet no longer live I,
我不再是我活着,
but Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着,
not I, but Christ.
不是我,
these are beautiful words. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we need to see this.
我们应该看到这一点。
1 John chapter 4, verse
9. 约翰一书第一章,
1 John chapter 4, verse
9.
Herein, as to us, has been manifested the love of God, that God sent His only begotten Son in the world, and listen to these words, that we might live through Him.
第九节, 神差他独生子到世间来, 使我们借着他得生, 他爱我们的心在此就显明了。
This is the Christian life.
这是, 基督徒的生活。
It's not me living at all.
不是我在生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is good news.
这是非常好的消息。
Thank God that Christ comes into us.
我们感谢主, 基督进到我们心里。
By the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
The Lord Jesus, when He promised this, said these simple words.
主耶稣就这样来应许我们。
I'll ask the Father.
我要求父神。
And He'll send another comforter.
他会给我们另一位的保惠师。
That's the Greek word, another of the same kind.
这里的另一个是说到, 希腊文中的, 同一类中的另一个。
And He will be with you.
他会与你同在。
And listen to these remarkable words. That He will be in you.
讲到他会在你的里面。
Christ lives in us by the Holy Spirit.
基督在我们里面,
this is the Christian life.
这是基督徒的生命。
Do we know Christ is the Christian life?
你们知不知道基督就是我们的基督徒的生命?
Are we trying to do the impossible?
我们是不是在尝试要做一些不可能的事?
There was a movie out.
有一个在这个电影的广告。
I never saw the movie.
我没有看过这个电影。
It was called Mission Impossible.
讲到这个没有不可能的这样的一个, 不可能的任务。
I think they know. They're all telling us. Mission Impossible.
不可能的任务。
To me, that's the Christian life.
这就是, 我们基督徒的生命。
But when Christ comes into me by the Holy Spirit,
当圣灵把主耶稣放在我们的里面,
the impossible becomes possible.
不可能的成为可能。
This is the message of Galatians.
这是加拉太书的信息。
This is what we need to see.
这是我们要看到的。
We said it's described with three different contrasts.
我们看到有三个对比。
One, the Christian life is not a changed life, but it's an exchanged life.
基督徒的生命不是改变的生命，而是换来的生命。
It's not just that the Lord changes us and we can now by our strength and power, even with an anointing, live the Christian life.
不是主来改变我们原来的生命，让我们能靠着圣灵，靠着其他的来行在他的面前。
It's that a life is exchanged for ours.
是讲到我们的生命改，我们的生命被交换成为神的生命。
And that life has the power.
这个生命就有力量。
This is the secret.
这就是这个秘诀。
It's not a life we attain to.
这不是我们靠努力达到的生命。
Some people believe in the American dream.
有些人相信美国梦。
Some people think they work harder.
有些人相信我只要努力工作
Sooner or later you get it.
我们就会得到我们所要得到的
They think it's based on what they attain.
他们相信要靠自己达到
But the Christian life is an obtained life.
基督徒的生命是得到的生命
We get from God that indwelling life.
是从神而得到住在内住的生命
And it makes us able to live the Christian life.
这使得我们能够过基督徒的生命
The third phrase
第三个
Some people think Christianity is suppressing our bad nature.
有些人认为基督徒的生活或生命是来压制我们旧的生命。
You may be suppressing a bad habit right now, wanting to strangle the speaker.
你有可能是在压制你一个坏的习惯，使得这个讲员能够觉得好受一点。
But it's not a life suppressed.
这不是我们压制我们的旧生命。
The Christian life is a life express.
基督徒的生命是我们来彰显出来的生命。
It's Christ expressed.
是彰显基督的生命。
This is the essential nature of Christianity.
这是基督徒生命的本质。
Last message.
最后一个信息。
That third phrase in Galatians 4:19.
在加拉太书四章十九节。
He said, "My little children."
我小子啊
of whom I am in travail,
我为你们在受生产之苦
until Christ be formed in you.
只等到基督成形在你们心里。
Do you understand this is the whole purpose of the Christian life?
你知道这就是讲到我们基督徒生命的这个目的。
It says when we see him, we shall be like him.
当我们见到他的时候，我们就要像他。
For we shall see him as he is.
我们要像他，能看到他的真相。
It says in Romans 8 verse 29,
在罗马书八章二十九节
that we have been predestined to be conformed to the image of God's Son.
我们要被磨成神儿子的形象。
This is the purpose of God.
这是神的目的。
Everything is for this purpose.
每一件事情都是为了这个目的。
The reason you're still on this earth is for this purpose.
我们还在这个世上存留也是为了这个目的。
The reason you woke up today is for this purpose.
今天我们醒来也是为了这个目的。
It's so that Christ by the Holy Spirit would be formed in you.
使得圣灵能够把基督能够成形在我们里面。
This is what Paul said is the essential nature of Christianity.
这就是保罗所讲到基督徒生命的本质。
Now he said, "I am in travail over this."
他讲到我为你们再受生产之苦。
And my brother asked me if I would explain travail a little bit.
我们弟兄问到我可不可以讲一下这个生产之苦。
Now travail is not a pain-free experience.
这个讲到生产之苦呢，是一定要受苦。
All of you women know that.
我们的姊妹们会知道这一点。
But the end of travail is the bringing forth of life.
这个受苦的最后的目的是要带来新的生命。
So it says in Genesis 3:16,
在创世纪的第三章第十六节
To the woman I shall greatly increase thy travail and pregnancy.
三章十六节讲到我就对女人说我必多多加增你怀胎的苦处你生产儿女必多受苦处。
This is what travail does.
这就是受苦所带来的。
Travail brings forth life.
受苦带来生命。
And the apostle Paul travailed over them.
保罗受了生产之苦。
He prayed for them.
为这些加拉太人受生产之苦。
He stood for them.
他为这些来站立。
He labored for them.
他为他们来努力。
As I said this weekend,
在这个周末我讲到。
The reason the assembly exists in Richmond.
在 Richmond 那边有弟兄姊妹的聚集。
Is because there were those that were willing to lay down their life and travail that God would have something for himself.
是因为有一般的姊妹们，他们为着这个的聚集，受生产之苦。
We owe a very great debt to those who travail.
我们为了这些的欠这些的姊妹们的情。
First of all, let me say the obvious.
我们来讲到最明显的。
You folks in this room owe a very great debt to your mother who travailed for you.
我们所有的在这里能坐着，都是因为我们的母亲生我们。
You wouldn't be here otherwise.
若不是这样的话，我们就不会在这儿。
And we owe a very great debt for those who have spiritually travailed for us.
我们也欠那些在我们属灵上。
Without them, we wouldn't be here.
来带领我们的，我们没有他们。
And without them, Christ would not be formed in you.
没有他们，我们就没有办法，基督没有办法成型在我们里面。
And the chief traveler is Christ Himself.
最大受苦者就是主耶稣基督。
It says in Hebrews, He ever lives to make intercession for us.
希伯来书讲到他是大祭司为我们做在为我们祷告。
He is our great high priest.
他是我们的大祭司。
He knows the feeling of our infirmities.
他知道我们的软弱。
And He's always working to bring about God's purpose.
他是在一直在工作，把神的旨意成就在我们身上。
It is that Christ would be formed in us.
这就是基督在我们里面成形。
We also talked about how this work is done.
我们也讲到如何来完成这个工作。
It says in Ephesians 2:10 this.
在以弗所书二章十节。
We are His workmanship.Created in Christ Jesus.
我们是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
This is a secret.
这是一个秘诀。
Thank God He is working.
我们感谢主，神一直在工作。
Thank God it's not just me working.
不是我在工作。
Are you working?
或者是你在工作而已。
How disappointed we would be.
我们若是这样的话，我们就非常的失望。
But we are His workmanship.
我们是他的工作。
We are His labor.
我们是他在基督耶稣里造成的。
And it says in Philippians 2:12 and 13,
在腓立比书第二章第十三节
that He works in us both the willing and the working for His good pleasure.
因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
every dealing you go through is for a purpose.
神对你的每一个对付都是为了这个目的。
You may be brought through the green pastures.
你可能在青草地。
You may go through the valley of the shadow of death.
你可能在死荫的幽谷。
But the Lord is with you.
但是主与你同在。
And in every circumstance,
在每一个情形下。
In every trial,
在每一个的试炼当中。
In every dealing,
在每一个的对付当中。
There is but one purpose.
只有一个目的。
And that is Christ to be formed in.
那就是基督在我们里面成形。
This is the message of Galatians.
这就是加拉太的信息。
This will not be done without the work of the cross.
没有十字架的工作，这也不可能。
And it will not be done without the work of the Holy Spirit.
这没有圣灵的工作，这也。
So when you read the end of Galatians, you begin to discover Paul talks about the Holy Spirit 7 times.
我们在读到加拉太书后面的时候，我们就。
It's the Holy Spirit that does this work in us.
在七次保罗讲到圣灵。
Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢圣灵。
If we didn't have that resident expert within, we would never be led into all truth.
我们里面若是没有这位圣灵在里面统管，我们就没有办法。
If we didn't have that resident expert within, we would never be conformed to His image.
若是没有圣灵的内住，我们就没有办法成形。
If we didn't have that resident expert within, Christ would never be formed in us.
我们若是没有这个内住的圣灵，基督就没有办法成形在我们里面。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
And then finally, the work of the cross.
最后是讲到十字架的工作。
Paul mentions the cross twice as he ends this book.
保罗提到了两次十字架。
The cross is vital to the forming of Christ within us.
十字架在这个成形，基督成形在我们里面是非常重要的。
You remember when that revelation was given to Peter in Matthew 16?
在马太福音16章中。
We'll look at that verse again, the part we did. Matthew 16.
马太福音十六章讲到彼得的经历。
Verse
23
and
24. 在23、24节。
Hold on, I'll get there in just a moment. They say the eyes are the first thing to go. Matthew 16, 23 and 24. But turning round, he said to Peter, Get away behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense to me, for your mind is not on the things that are of God, but on the things of men. Then Jesus says to the disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me.
马太十六章二十三、二十四，耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
This is the call to the disciples.
这就是主耶稣对他门徒的呼召。
Unless you're willing to take up your cross,
除非你愿意来背起自己的十字架
and follow him,
来跟从主
Christ will not be formed in you.
主耶稣没有办法成型在我们里面
But praise God,
但是感谢主
if we take up our cross,
当我们背起自己的十字架
and we're in the yoke with Christ,
当我们与基督同负一
轭 he will arrange all of your circumstances,
他会把万事互相效力
so that Christ will be formed in you.
使基督在我们里面成型
Paul said in one of his letters,
保罗在其他的书信当中讲
I bear the marks of the cross.
我带着耶稣基督的印记。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
do we bear the marks of the cross?
我们有没有十字架的印记？
Are there no wounds?
我们有没有伤痕？
Are there no scars?
我们有没有创伤？
Is there no discipline?
我们有没有受约束？
Are there no dealings?
我们有没有受对付？
If you're willing to escape all of that,
若是你不愿意受这一切
Christ will not be formed in you.
我们就没有办法使基督在我们里面成型。
So this is the letter to the Galatians.
这就是加拉太书。
It is a most important letter.
这是最重要的一卷书。
Because it deals with the very nature of the Christian life.
就是讲到基督徒生命的本质。
It deals with the error that would attack the Christian life.
就是讲到会影响基督徒信仰的一个大的错误。
And it simply states what the vital elements of the Christian life are.
就是讲到我们基督徒生命的本质的几个元素。
They are this.
他们是
If you don't remember anything else I've said in these few days,
若是你不记得其他的
remember these three phrases.
你记住这三点
The Christian life is first Christ revealed in me.
基督徒生命是基督在我们里面
The Christian life is secondly, Christ lives in me.
基督徒生命是讲到基督在我们里面活着
And finally, the purpose of God in the Christian life is Christ formed in me.
最后也是我们基督徒生命的本质和目的就是耶稣基督成形在我们里面
This is the burden the Lord has laid upon my heart
这是主给我的这个周末的负担
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告
Lord we commit to you these days we've been together with all the surprises
主我们真是把我们所经历的这个周末无论天气也好很多的这样的一些的惊奇也好我们都交在你的手中
We thank you for your grace in meeting us
我们谢谢你的恩典和你的带领。
And we pray that you will open our inner eye.
我们祷告你来开启我们里面心里的眼睛。
To see you.
来看到你自己。
Oh Lord, when we see you, everything changes.
当我们真看到你的时候，一切都改变。
We want you to be number one boss.
我们愿意你成为我们生命的主宰。
We want to have that revelation of the Lord Jesus.
我们愿意来得到基督耶稣的启示
We want you to live within us.
我们愿你住在我们的里面
And we want you to do your work.
我们愿你成就你的工作
We want you to do your work so that Christ is formed within us.
我们愿你工作一直到基督在我们里面成形
Oh Lord, we commit these words to you.
主我们把这一切的话都交在你的手
中 What man cannot make clear, you make clear by your Holy Spirit.
人没有办法讲清楚的主你借着圣灵讲清楚
That we may know the true nature of the Christian life.
使得我们能够知道基督徒生命的本质到底是什么。
For this we ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们为这一切感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.